Here we are, hitting up events, drinking our way through Chicago beer, and trying not to miss a thing.
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
You know, all you have to do is add some fruit, stir it up, and ride that milkshake wave.
Whenever I see him, I got to take a photo with the most decorated brewer in Chicago, Jonathan Cutler.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Sometimes you want a small beer, but really, you want a big beer.
You got to take in all those big, aromatic hops.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend? Waiting in line for a bottle release?
You should have never been a fad. The Black IPA is delicious.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
And we are here drinking the worst beer. From Moore Brewing.
And it's got a hot dog on it.
It's their worst weather. It's not their worst beer. It's actually a very delicious beer.
Bratwurst, I guess. And a dry hop lager.
IPL.
Oh, man. IPL is life, man. Citra, Lotus, and some weird one, man. What is that? NZL?
NZL 3222.
Yeah.
Yeah, I picked these up. I was over at Moore Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And I had this beer when I was there, and so I grabbed a 4-pack on the way out. It seems like it's a summer beer, right? It's got the hot dog on it. It's like,
I'm telling you, man.
I should have got 2 4-packs.
I've come all the way around to the dry hop lagers. That's where you want to be, man. Everything you like about a pale, but then just like a way easier body.
And it's 4.5%. That's nice. That's basically water.
This is not bad at all, man.
I'm sure we're gonna crush all 4 of these. I'm kicking myself I didn't grab 2 4-packs.
I feel great.
Damn. So yeah, we're gonna sip on these and talk about our past adventures and everything. Once we were recording last week, and we were drinking the Deep Woods beers.
Yes.
We were talking about bringing a coconut and going to Revolution.
Kind of just riffing, really.
You know, sometimes we're just a lot of talk. You know, we got these ideas, but we did it.
I mean, you know, you gotta be bold enough to dream those dreams, and then you gotta man up and live those dreams, Brad. Right. And that's what happened.
Yeah, I went to Party City, and you walk in, there's coconut glasses. There's options.
Man, so I see Brad from the rear. I'm hanging out in the rear. I see Brad. And, you know, he casually walks over like Brad does, and he legit has 2 coconuts. So we're like, well, super massive coconut Deeth. Here we go.
Here we go, yeah. And as we were getting in line, someone came up to us. I forget who it was, but he was shocked to see us in the same place together.
Oh, yeah, Born a G, man. Cheers to him. I see him all the time at stuff. Yeah. He was getting it. He tied one all the way on at the, at the last one. Yeah. So this time he brought sandwiches, that's all.
Oh, fuck.
He got after it, yeah.
That'd be funny. You could just roll up with like a jar of peanut butter and jelly and a loaf of bread and just like make sandwiches and probably like charge people like $1.
Feed the people, man. Yeah. The people need it. You know, cut that sandwich in half for them. Trim that crust on that free PB&J, would you?
But anyways, we got in line and we each got a super massive coconut Deeth. And dumped it right into our coconut.
A glorious scene. It really was. Mm-hmm. You know, Friday.
Beer Adam was pouring.
Yeah, I haven't seen him in a while.
Is there now?
I mean, I guess. I don't know. You know, Beer Adam, side note, we worked at Benny's, and he was beer director at Publican, and whatever that group's called. He told me the only time I ever bought West Vlederen 12 when it came to the States, maybe 10 years ago now. Beer Adam kept the brick to the side for me of the whole Westy 12. That's the only time I've ever had it.
Okay.
So, cheers to Beer Adam.
Yes, we saw him. And then the coconut, or supermassive coconut Deeth, did not hit as much as we wanted.
You know, we talk about our affinity for coconut a lot on this show. And, you know, we go through the pantheon of coconut beers, you know, which ones are good, which ones are, you know, are just fine. And, you know, because Supermassive Cafe Deeth is a top 5 Deep Woods beer, as you saw on our reel, we were overjoyed with the idea of Supermassive Coconut Deeth.
Right. And we came to the, I am still unsure on this, but we thought supermassive coconut teeth was meant lots of coconut, not coffee and coconut. But I think there was other people at the party that thought it was coffee and coconut.
Well, yeah.
And I think it's still a bit of a mystery because it did not feel like there was more coconut in supermassive coconut teeth. I felt like there was more coconut in the regular coconut teeth.
That's wild, right? Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. Let me start there. But then also think, when you say supermassive, you don't want to search for it, right? You don't want to overthink it. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be halfway through it saying, man, I think it's coconut. You just want to be like, oh, shit, there's coconut.
That's coconut. I am eating coconut.
That's what you want. But, you know, I will say, like, and, you know, but I tell you, we talk about this a lot. Big Hud is like that for me. Or even Dark Lord.
You don't get the coffee?
It's just, it amplifies the other flavors. And it's there, but the way they incorporate it, they mean for it to not be the way we're describing it. They mean for it to just lift these other flavors.
Big Hugs is supposed to be more coffee than Dark Lord just happens to have coffee.
Right. I mean, are either one of those especially coffee forward for you in the way that...
Certainly, like coffee better is?
Right, that's what I'm saying,
no,
right?
Coffee better tastes like coffee. Big Hugs feels like a stout that has coffee.
Yeah. Yeah.
We still are unclear if there was a ton of coconut in this.
I mean, you know, and I pulled it up here. Twice the dosing rate of regular old coconut teeth.
Yeah.
That's what it says. And then...
It didn't taste like it.
I was wondering. I'm like, turn it around. Did we get the right one? But it had the, you know, how they put stickers on the little 6-ounce tasters.
Still, we can't guarantee that was poured from...
Yeah. You know what was the best thing there, I think, was this Double Barrel Thunder Sauce, which I just kind of dismissed. You know, it was Double Barrel Thunder Sauce. It was 18%. It's Thunder Taker, and then the dry component of Dark Mo, which is the Imperial Milk Stout.
Okay.
So then they rebarreled it, and it's what seems to be like fresh Willet barrels. So that gets it up to 18%. I thought this was really good. Okay. This was just kind of that obscene, over-the-top, you know, big oak. Big dessert sugars, right?
Yeah.
Just big in every way. Right?
I heard a few other people mention how they love that. Only had the super massive coconut teeth, and then I got the 18th Street collaboration.
Shop Talk, the IPA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was good.
I like Shop Talk.
I was just kind of like, I don't need one of these. We were there at like 3 o'clock. I was like, you either are ready to go all night, or you got to like get in and get out.
That's true.
That's kind of how I felt. Like, I went in, got my super massive out of the coconut, had the IPA, and it was good.
That's it. Your work here is done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cheers to Revolution, man. There's a packed house on Friday afternoon for this thing. I think we saw the chairman of the board, Josh Deeth. We saw our guy, Jonathan Carruthers.
Mm-hmm. Who's on baby leave now.
Yeah, yeah. And I saw that Marty had like a 5-part post about going on a sabbatical.
Okay.
And like going to do some training over on the West Coast at a winery or something, or an apprenticeship or something.
Okay.
And just really just kind of disconnecting for like a 3-month period.
Nice.
So.
Okay.
I like those guys. We were saying when we were there, I was like, man, we kind of... I've always kind of known a lot of people at this brewery, and I don't know if we can say that about a lot of breweries. So in a lot of ways, they kind of feel like a baseball team you follow, as far as like you know all the guys. Yeah. You know, yeah. So it's pretty cool.
And they're at the party. You go to some parties, the big wigs aren't always just hanging out there. They kind of got their own little room or back room going on.
Yeah, that's
just the middle of the floor.
That's true. Yeah, that is very true.
So, yeah, we did that on Friday, and then I saw you way across town.
Yeah, man, you know, some weird taco review came across my feed, and I'm like, well, that's on 46th Street. I'm like, well, if I were to go, what else is on 46th Street? And I'm like, oh, shit, Winer. So this place is maybe like a mile from Winer, probably less than that.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a grocery store that is allegedly the original Paco's Tacos. Yeah, so went there, got some tacos, and then went to Winer.
Nice, okay.
Yeah, so put up my first reel, feeling pretty good about that. A little too long, a little 47 seconds, too long. Need to be under 30.
It's just a little montage showing the greatness of Winer.
Yeah, man, and the plant, you know, we talked about the plant before, where it's like a zero waste kind of, what is it, circular. There's a term they use.
Yeah.
But, you know, the the grain and the water gets refurbished and or repurposed, and nothing, there is no waste. It's a zero waste building.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, so.
How was it busy?
Super chill. I say maybe like five people in that joint. Yeah. Winer just kind of feels like an offbeat kind of beer lounge. Right. Yeah. Like it reminds you of nothing over there, you know?
Right. You're going there for Winer. And maybe pizza if you're in for like the tavern style pizza.
Yeah.
Like you said, you go for tacos in somewhere in Pilsen area, and then you're like, oh, well, all right, I'll go over here.
Yeah. You know, there was a pizza joint that would deliver, and they were in the same building. They would deliver down the Winer. So I asked the server, is this the same thing? She's like, no, this is something different. This is our pizza.
Oh, okay.
Le pizza. So it's in the brewery.
Yeah.
The pizza, which okay. That wasn't that way last time I went there. It wasn't like that. I wonder if the coffee shop's still there.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, but it was cool. I got a Le tub.
Yeah.
Which, and this one had cucumber, the goza with cucumber. Spot on for a day like this. I think Shalana got the Kolsch, the one you brought, the curb cutter.
Oh yeah, that's good.
Yeah, and we were one and done. Took a few pictures, got out of there. You know what I noticed? Well, the 1-2-step that day was go to Winer and then go to Bronzeville Winery, which is on 44th Street, and well, that just opened. But my cousin's got art in there, so I'm like, let's go there. And I'm like, oh shit, I didn't realize. I didn't put two and two together. I'm like, this could be a nice little route, get some tacos, go to Winer, go to the winery.
Yeah,
so
maybe Winer tacos, then winery, and like break it up with some food, right?
Yeah, or something like that. So it was good. I made my annual trip to the plant, you know?
Yeah, I feel like that's, yeah, Winer is like a once a year, once every other year kind of trip for me.
Like, yeah, it's, I don't know if this sounds right, but it's outside of the Horse Thief Hollow triad, right, where it's Horse Thief and the other two.
Open Outcry.
Yeah, and maybe it's just those two. Outside of that, there ain't a whole lot south. There ain't a whole lot of breweries south.
Blue Island.
But see, then now you left the city, and that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If you're in city proper, once you get past Winer, and then
Moody Tongue.
Oh, yeah, Moody Tongue. I got a funny Moody Tongue story. We'll tell you off after the show. But yeah, once you get past Winer, Horse Thief Hollow, and Open Outcry, that's it for those are the three southernmost breweries, unless I'm missing somebody. Winer's on 47th, right? Mm-hmm. Those other two are like what, like 103rd and 110th or some shit.
Because Vice District, they reopened in
Homewood.
Homewood.
Yeah. So if we're talking just the city, I think those three breweries are as far south as you get in the city.
Right, because with a Motorola's that's still.
Yeah, that's like 25th Street.
I can't think of anything.
Yeah. So it was an interesting observation. I'm like, man, there's a ton of,
we got the Pilsen stops, you got Low Rise.
And that's all, but that's all north of 47th. That's all you're like, that's all 18th Street to maybe like 25th Street.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Damn, that's true. Yeah. We're probably forgetting something. Someone's like, you forgot about me.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah,
but because if it was there, I guess Mars. But Mars is a little more north than that. Mars is closer to the ballpark, which is on 35th.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Cool. Stop by when I was saying I went out to Moore. I went to the Huntley location.
Man.
Automall Drive.
It was like an old Chevy dealer or something, right? One time, I think it was when you and I went, they had like, there was like, for some reason, like 100 Ford pickup trucks all lined up outside.
Chris Jacobson?
Yeah.
Okay. That was after our brew day, so we were just kind of.
Oh, man.
We were spent.
Yeah.
I went out there for dinner, met up with my dad.
Right on.
Got this worse weather, ended up got another, I want to say, Kolsch or something else like that, and tried the Henna Double Rainbow.
Ooh.
That was pretty tasty.
That's, I want to say that's like their barrel-aged thing.
Yeah, it was nice to get a little 5-ounce pour of it. That was all I needed. I got it basically as a dessert. Left a little bit because I was like, I can't chug this and drive the hour
back really?
To the city.
But okay.
I was like, it was good, but I'm like, I gotta get in the car here.
That's one of their greatest hits, I think. That's the one where back at when it was just the other location, People went nuts.
For Double Rainbow?
Yeah.
They had a few bottles, and I wasn't really clear what was part of this 5th anniversary party that they had. And
oh, yeah, they just celebrated 5th anniversary.
So I didn't end up getting any bottles of henna. I also was like, I don't need this.
Like a bottle of henna to go?
Yeah, like you could buy bottles. They had bottles.
The barrel-aged henna?
They had some things.
Why didn't you get the barrel-aged henna, man?
I wasn't really clear, and man. It wasn't on the menu of board of stuff to buy.
And probably $80, like that one fucking thing at Goose that one time.
Yeah, fuck that shit. I was like, I'll pay $10 for this worst weather. I don't know how much more am I gonna. I don't want your $80 henna.
I'm gonna pass, good sir, on your $80.
But I was confused why there was bottles because I thought they were canning some of the henna stuff, right?
I'm looking on their feed, and it looks like they had a draw for winners of barrel-aged henna. Double Rainbow and something called birthday
maybe
henna.
Maybe they were just showing them off. Maybe they were showing off the bottles, and they couldn't actually buy them.
Maybe.
We'll go with that.
Okay. Yeah. $60. So, yeah, $60 for one bottle of beer, Brad.
Yeah. That's kind of, I feel like 40 is kind of like my, like,
Rev's
I'm
good.
Even like buying wine. I'm like, over 40, like, it's probably good. But, it's good enough for me to, like, give a shit.
Yeah. I'm like, side note, I'm like that with coffee now. I just go to Costco and just get the big, cheap bag of coffee. Like, I don't care.
You're over it.
It's beans. Can I roast them? Are they roasted? All right, cool. Dark roast, cool. Give them here. The biggest bag you got. The biggest, cheapest bag you got.
I don't know. I haven't got there with coffee. So, when I go to Metric and get their like bigger bags, and that's like $40.
Yeah, so I've done that once. It was very nice. I like that. So this is like just a step below that move. You'll get there.
The Double Mountain Costco Kirkland brand. All right, but yeah, more was good. They have too many hazy lagers on the menu. Their beer menu is like too big, where everything starts to feel like it's the same. Like they had like 40 beers on draft. Plus my little brother, he got the slushy.
Oh, the slushy machine was working, huh?
The slushy.
Okay.
But you're just like when you over 20 beers, I'm like, what are you doing different here? They had like 4 hazies, a couple IPAs, and it was like, and all the hennas and things like that. It's just like, I don't even know what I want.
Yeah, yeah. Especially when, you know, because I'm sure there might have been a handful of guests, maybe. But even still, that's still, you know, over 20 of your own beers is a lot.
Right.
That's a lot of beer.
Yeah, I got the burger, and this worst weather was like perfect for that.
Hmm.
Hit the spot.
Sports weather is pretty good, man.
Yeah. But that was my only stop. We did the Rev thing. I did more. And that was about it for this week. It went by pretty quick for some reason.
Yeah, man. Cheers to Haymarket. Popped in there because they did their collab for Fresh Fest is on in fork pack cans.
Oh, okay.
It's an IPL. It's a collab with Black Cauldron out of Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Okay. So had that just another day is what that's called.
Okay.
Yeah. It's kind of weird because it says Mike Jim is supposed to be in this lowrider with the guys from Calder. And I'm asking Shalanda, I'm like, well, that doesn't look like Mike Jimma. Does this look like the other two dudes from Calder? Because you've met those guys. She's like, no, I don't look like them either. I'm like, they're going to have to refresh this can because this does not look like Jimma. It doesn't look like any of them, apparently.
Some guys. Like, put some guys in the car.
Yeah, it's funny. But, okay.
Is Fresh Fest coming up? Are you going out there?
There was some talk about it, but I think first we got a Kalamazoo trip.
Oh, okay.
Well, she got invited to Kalamazoo, so I'll probably drive.
See all the sights.
Yeah, and the zoo, man. I haven't been there in a long time. I know Bell's is up there, but apparently there's a ton of stuff up there. So we got to get through that first, and if that works, then I think Fresh Fest.
Okay.
If the previous trip goes well, Brad.
Sounds good.
We might go to Fresh Fest.
All right.
Yeah.
Then there's been a bunch of news this week / events that are coming up. There's just like, I feel like a lot happening, but also nothing happening like immediately. Like we mentioned Oak Park Microbrew, which I think we're supposed to do an interview, but that's coming up fast.
I feel like that's like in a week or two.
Yeah.
Right, because August is next week.
Right.
So I thought that was like, shit, that's in 2 weeks. What are we doing, Brett?
What day is Oak Park Microbrew?
I thought it was the 9th. Let's see.
Well, the 9th's
No, so it would be, shit, is it the 6th? I think it's the 6th.
Is that next weekend?
Right.
So I guess we're not doing an interview with them. But, okay, that's coming up. And are we invited to it?
Let's go to Facebook and get a date on this Oak Park.
We should have done this better prepared.
We should have done this before we hit record. But you know.
All right, I'm going to open up another can here.
It's the 15th anniversary. This is so fucking annoying. Oh, August 20th, Brad.
Oh, 20th. Okay. August 20th. We got time. 3 weeks away. All right. That's not bad then. So get your tickets for that. Hopefully we have an interview to kind of learn more about what's happening and what's going down with all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll keep you up to date on that. Beguile announced Oktoberfestiversary already.
I'm not ready. Endless summer.
And the Oktoberfest beers and pumpkin beers are already hitting the shelves. I was at Finney's today and saw Lagertown.
That's a good one.
Bell's
Half Acre
had theirs out.
Yeah. There's even like Halloween decorations and shit in stores.
Mm.
Yeah.
Really?
It just sucks, man.
Damn. I think it's a little too soon to get on that malt train.
Not a fan. We haven't even, Lollapalooza hasn't even finished yet.
That's this weekend.
Yeah. At least give me my Lollapalooza before I start seeing all this fall shit. Yeah.
Damn. Any other events or ones that are coming up? I think those are like the big ones happening right now that we've seen.
Yeah. We talk about Microphones event that is coming up this weekend.
Okay.
Yeah. But I think that's it for events.
That we saw. I'm sure there's plenty of other ones happening.
Yeah, I'd like to know more about.
This is a Windy City cookout.
Oh, Windy City Smokeout is August 4th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that has some good beer, too.
I think that's probably the coolest name of any of these festivals.
But those tickets are kind of expensive,
too. Well, because it's a concert, too.
Oh.
You know, it's like a country concert. And then, there's usually like 40 breweries there. And then, but you got to buy the barbecue. But there's barbecue from all across the country.
Okay.
St. Louis and Memphis and Kansas City and Chicago, right?
Those were like all in the same area.
Right, you just named it. Oh, yeah, I did say across the country. Yeah. Oh, Texas. How about that? Texas a little further.
North Carolina.
Oh, yeah, North Carolina.
Okay.
All out of town barbecue.
West St. Louis.
You got barbecue from Ava, Illinois, from Moline. But I think that's why, because it's a country concert. That's why it's tickets like $60 at that thing.
Damn, okay. So,
I went once. That's a good hang, man.
Really?
That's
I've never gone. I saw Goose was giving out tickets on Instagram or Twitter or something. So, that's coming up.
Yeah.
Saw a few news stories hit. What do you got?
Let's see. Run the Jewels is in the news. They have Run the Brews, man. RTJ is officially opening an online delivery service for beer and spirits.
Okay.
Called Bar TJ.
Are they just delivering their drinks?
Yeah, they're just delivering stuff that they collab on.
Okay.
Yeah. So you pop in your zip code, they'll tell you if they deliver there. They deliver here to Chicago.
How are they? Because all these collaborations are from all over the place.
Yeah.
So are they stocking these in a warehouse?
How does this work? Like, who are they going through? Maybe it's like the Tavor thing, right? Because Tavor will give you beer from everywhere.
Okay.
You know, maybe it's something like that, right? So they're kicking this off with three inaugural releases. One is with Brooklyn Brewery called 36-inch Chain. One is with Collective Arts. Called Get It, and then there's a third one from Spaceway Brewing. Who is Spaceway Brewing?
I don't know them.
I don't know them either. And that one's called All My Life.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So.
You going to order anything?
Do they got any merch?
I don't know. You're on the site.
I'm a bigger fan of the merch than I am these. You know, I think.
Well, if they have glassware with all the.
Oh, yeah, they do have glassware. Oh, this shit is sold out. Yeah.
Okay. So that answers that question.
Yeah. Yeah. Spaceway Brewing is in North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All of these are sold out. Oh, but, you know, so we can run through the styles. All My Life with Spaceway is a double IPA. The 36-inch chain with Brooklyn, that's a double Pilsner.
Okay.
And then the collab with Collective Arts called Get It. It's a dry hop blonde ale.
Nice. Okay. All right. So we have to keep a lookout for the next one if they're releasing these in like waves of three or whatever.
Yeah. I remember their very first beer with was a Pitchfork collab with Goose.
Mm-hmm.
And then they followed that up 2 years later with a collab with Pipeworks.
Okay, right.
Yeah. So I got both of those, and those were fine. I think the Goose one was a little better than the Pipeworks one. The Goose one was just on draft at Pitchfork.
Yeah, I think I remember having the Pipeworks one at their, like, Stranger Things pop-up they did.
Well, they got a pop-up. Well, it was a pop-up at Emporium.
Right.
And Emporium has done other types of pop-ups, one of them being Stranger Things. And Stranger Things sent them a cease and desist. But one of their pop-ups was, and like the RTJ, it was dipped RTJ all week.
Oh,
it was RTJ launch.
Maybe that was the one that had it at. Okay.
Yeah.
What is now the weed store.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Fun fact, Emporium, RTJ came and performed because they were at Lala that weekend. So RTJ came and performed at Emporium.
Really? With, tiny stage?
There? Right. Or the other one, further north, next to Rev.
Oh, Logan one?
And Logan, yeah. Okay. So the guy who put that together left and joined the Solemn Oath team. And that's the reason why RTJ has the pink lemonade citywide.
Oh, makes sense. Okay.
Yeah. So they when we interviewed, that's what those guys said.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Let's see, what else? I saw Maui Brewing bought or has officially closed on Modern Times. They now own Modern Times. I'm not sure if that means it all becomes Maui, if they're going to keep the name, what they're going to do with that.
Mm.
That's kind of
Well, shit. You know, when Sapporo announced that they were buying Stone, they also announced... Now we're going to be brewing Sapporo on Stone System. So, I mean, that's a legit question. I wonder if it's something like that.
Right.
I'm reading this press release. I'm like, damn, Sapporo is brewing in Escondido now. That's funny. You would think it'd be the other way around, but.
That they would brew Stone in Japan?
Right.
They're probably like, no one in Japan wants this shit.
Like, didn't you guys have a Germany brew hall that you sold? Yeah. I watched a documentary on that one night.
Mm-hmm. What was that one more thing we were talking about that was in the news that...
Could it be...
Oh, Little Buddy.
Hey, Little Buddy.
He's back.
You're the one for me.
I almost went. Like, I saw this on Instagram. I almost just had to go and stock up.
Little Buddy's the best, man. Yeah. He really is. You know, Little Buddy, 6-inch, 8-ounce cans?
Yeah, he had to leave for the pandemic. He just couldn't cut it. He went into hibernation. Quarantine, and he's back.
Little Buddy's back.
With like a little fresh look, too.
Man, I'm gonna have to ride this bicycle over to Hopewell, man, and get a six-pack of Little Buddy.
Yeah, you could get 2 six-packs because they take up the same space.
So right? Adorable, man. Little Buddy's back. That's the best news I've heard all day, Brad.
Yeah, I was excited to see that. When I was at Binny's today, I even like, I looked. I was like, is Little Buddy already here? It wasn't.
Man. Little Buddy was the original 6-ounce, 8-ounce can, right? It was 8-ounce. Is it 8-ounce can?
It's 6-ounce, but Saint Laurent.
I felt like that came after the Little Buddy wave.
Really? I thought Saint Laurent.
You think Saint Laurent beat them to it?
$50 little cans.
Okay. They definitely were more than Little Buddy's cost point, yeah.
I don't know what Little Buddy's price point is. I'm sure it's more than it was because I'm sure those cans are harder and more expensive to get.
Yeah. They're perfect as a little... beer in a shot. They're perfect as a bar, you know, what do you call the little, when you have a Bloody Mary and you have like a
beer back?
It's perfect as a beer back.
True.
Yeah. So. That's good news.
Yeah. This other thing I saw, I guess it wasn't Chicago related, but Buddy sent us to in Boston area. A brewery says they're having a CO2 shortage. Have you heard about that? Any of this?
The gas CO2 that you...
Yeah, to like...
That on all the draft lines.
Right. And they're saying they like can't get it.
It's not funny. Well, I guess it comes in these canisters, right?
Right.
And
yeah. I thought we had like, if we have too much CO2, isn't that our, like, why it's global warming is happening?
You know, this is all...
And they're like, you know, we're out. It's like, I call bullshit on that. Like, there's a lot of it. I know.
There's a CO2 shortage.
But maybe it's just a supply chain issue. Maybe they can't get the canisters of it.
I don't know why supply chain issue is like my favorite reason for...
Just blame that area?
Just to blame stuff on. It's such a fun reason. You know, supply chain issues.
Yeah, it's sort of like... it's like saying, that was an act of God. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but it was an act of God.
We just got this this very broad, general excuse here. We're going to hit that supply chain issues button, and there you go.
I don't really know. Does CO2 get sent on trucks, or do you, like, scoop it out yourself?
You're like, man, shit is real out here, man. Supply chain issues. There's no more CO2, man.
But it was interesting that I hadn't heard anyone else talking about it yet, and I don't know if it's going to become a thing that other breweries may run into.
It's rough out here, Brett.
So,
you know? I don't know. Well, I hope that's not true.
I hope it's not true. Yeah. Maybe they were just, it's an excuse for them. They're like, man, it's not really working out. What if we blame this thing? And no one really understands how we get it.
It's not a component you think about, but it is necessary for every single thing. Like, I think when we had our brew day, we saw that they use a CO2. It's like a tablet to inject CO2. It's like a stone tablet. We saw that. So, like, on draft, well, to carbonate the beer before you put it on draft, you can use that thing. But I don't think that's enough carbonation.
Right.
That, you know, you need forced carbonation through the draft line.
Right.
I think you need carbonation to get it from the tank to the glass.
It's like a fucking loop.
Right.
Unless you got the little hand pump.
So, that's kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
Sounds like it.
So they're like...
Or something.
We're not going to be... I think they were like, we're not going to be able to brew. We're going to... We have a contract brewer we're brewing with to help get beer out there, but like, we can't get it. Maybe they didn't pay their bill. And the CO2 guy's like, you're out.
The CO2 guy has CO2. There's something going on with this joint.
Like pissed them, like, they pissed him off, maybe.
What?
Maybe that's their problem.
Oh, man.
So, I was just wondering if you had heard about this.
No. So, no, that's...
Maybe Sean Curry will comment and send me a message and be like, yeah, it's a real problem.
That's sad and hilarious, and I hope it's not true.
anything else
happening? Dark Lord 2022, in time for fall, Brad. Dark Lord is back. Three floors.
Concert, big event, party.
No, actually, the $160 ticket includes a pre-sale ticket for the music festivals at some point in 2023. Yeah, so.
Is it going to be like your microphone ticket? You paid for it. But, you know, we may not have this concert even though you already paid for it, but we're not going to give you money back.
I had to file a claim with my credit card to get that that Bean Spirit money back. They announced, Three Floyds announced a pre-sale that goes on August 17th. Pre-sale goes up for Dark Lord Day 2022 packages.
Okay.
Yeah. So $160 gets you two bottles of this year's Dark Lord. It gets you two bottles of barrel-aged variants,
okay,
a tote bag, and then a pre-sale ticket code for the Dark Lord Day Beer and Music Festival and 2023 date TBA.
Is the pre-sale code, is it just the code, or is it, do you have to buy tickets then when they happen?
Yeah, it's referring to it as a pre-sale ticket code. So it sounds like you get the 160, and that gives you the right
to buy another ticket.
To buy another ticket. Okay. That's what it sounds like.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's no Dark Lord event this year,
right?
Even though They could.
I mean,
it's Indiana. Like, I think anything.
Anything goes.
They could have done it last year.
I mean, and you know, we talked about Windy City Smokeout. We talked about
Lollapalooza. Pitchfork was
even
last weekend.
FOBAB. Like, just about anything you could name pre-pandemic, except for the Big North.
Yeah, Beer Under Glass.
Everything else was back.
Right.
So this, you know.
So what's why? What's Dark Lord's excuse?
I mean,
CO2?
You know,
supply chain issues.
Man, yes and yes. Like, man, we don't have any CO2 either, man. It's real. Hey,
Bands just can't make it. It's a supply chain issue.
There is a vertical Dark Lord package that'll be available for an additional $75.
Okay.
Yeah. So it looks like you can get one bottle from the last 3 years.
Are you getting in on this?
You know, and you know, I ain't the only one that thinks feels this way. We all feel this way. I mean, the party is why you drink Dark Lord. Right. You know, Dark Lord, its own Dark Lord.
Besides Chris Jacobson.
Dark Lord, the beer is kind of an afterthought. And some of these variants, you know, are really nice. Some of them, and then you know, and they usually have them all on draft, and they have a bunch of guests on draft. Mm-hmm. But really, the party where everyone, the greatest bottle share that there has ever been. That's why you go.
Yeah. So that didn't answer. So you are gonna buy?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I'm not going to this.
You're gonna pass.
I mean, you know, for content, sure. For content, if there's nothing else going on, then yeah, probably I'll go.
Okay.
No.
Has without Dark Lord doing anything this year? Do you think this could just kind of be the end of it, or do you think next year everyone's gonna be like, "Fuck yeah, it's back, we're going."
I mean, but the nerds really love that party. I don't know. If you bring that party back in 3 years,
people,
I think people are still going. Yeah. I think just even looking at the list and how they have so much of the OG available from the last 3 years, it's kind of an indication of like, hey, man, you know, making a big stout. Briefly, isn't the only game in town if you want a big special release stout.
Right.
And it's apparently just a stout with Mexican dessert, sugar, and coffee, and some fancy wax.
It's not even a good stout.
It's not barrel-aced. The original Dark Lord is not barrel-aced, which means you'd rather drink BCS than Dark Lord. You know, if we're being if we're being honest.
Or you've got Expedition stout from Bell's, which is I think better adult than coffee. You got Big Hugs.
Yeah, but the ritual of, you know, piling all your friends in. You know, and going down there and drinking beer from around the world, or even just drinking the variants on draft. I mean, that's something that people, you know, that's something that people will always be down to go do, I think.
So you think them selling the pre-sale code is basically a way to basically get people to buy it this year? Because they're like, well, shit, I want to go to the party next year, but I don't necessarily need this or care about this year, but it's giving me guaranteed access to this other ticket.
Yeah, and I can't speak for everybody, but I think if they're not careful with the way they're rolling this out, you know, it's going to be something that people just continue to care less and less about.
Right.
You know, even like even brands that, you know, they're, you can go where, and side note, I went to Benny's, you know, and you could see a bunch of Rev Deepwood stuff from previous season, or the Goose stuff. You can see that stuff from previous seasons just on the shelves, right? I think, you know, variety of choice. People sat in the house all this time. A lot of people just moved into, like, other spirits. You know, a lot of people are moving into seltzers and ciders and, you know, that kind of shit.
Right.
I mean, if they're not careful, I mean, they'll just continue to sell. I don't know. I think people might have less interest going forward.
Right, because if you think about, like, the stout format, I think Rev has done a great job putting in 12-ounce cans. They are manageable by yourself, but once you get into a Bomber 22 ounces or even Goose's 18 ounces, you're kind of at the point where you're like, I don't know if I want all this by myself.
Yeah.
But it's definitely not as good, even with the cappers and all that, it's not as good the next day, where if you open a bottle of wine, you might not drink the whole wine. Next day, it's not as good, but it's still better than what a beer would be if you opened it.
That's true, man. Yeah, shout out to wineries. I forgot to mention wine in that same thing. Like, people who, at one point, 8 years ago, were just all about beer and beer stickers all over their apartment. are in a different space now. And all these other spirits we've named are kind of distracting people, not to mention other breweries are you know, taking focus away from stuff like these things.
So you got this 15% stout. All right, you could wine. You could make yourself a cocktail or just like a shot or two of whatever bourbon you're like exploring that night.
And aside a little buddy.
Yeah, and then you're like, I don't, what's this sweet-ass stout giving me that I'm not, that I could get way more complexity from something else.
Yeah, but I don't want to underestimate the, like you mentioned Chris Jacobson earlier, and we did a beer pass after dark, and I think Chris was there, and, you know, we were having this same discussion, and I think the conversation said, I'm like, hey, man, you know, I don't understand the OG Dark Lord. And he's like, and he just got immediately kind of his whole mood chased. He kind of got pissed, right? And he's like, no, after 5 years, it's great or some shit. I think that was a takeaway. And, you know, I don't want to underestimate that group, right, by saying no one's going to give a fuck. I think people always give a fuck. But I think, you know, there's a lot going on. And if this is all you're going to do is just a roll-up drive-through release for Dark Lord, then I don't know, man.
Right, because it doesn't see distro. I think Three Floyds would do a lot if they could get Dark Lord and distro, just a small amount. Like Darkness, some of that sees distro.
That's true. You could ride your bike to the local shoppy and grab
a bottle.
At, you know.
And then it reminds people like, oh shit, there's more than Gumball Head and Zombie Dust.
I'd rather see that than to see this. Buy a pre-sale ticket, drop 160, and go to Munster just to go sit in the drive-thru. I'd rather see the option, like you said, it's not in cans and it's not on distro. And I feel like, yeah, you start to. This, I don't want to sound like you're surfy, but you start to wonder if they care about you. Do they give a fuck about you? They're like, no, fuck you. Come to Munster and get this glass we dipped in wax, and that's the end of it. It ain't no party. And you're like, well, what the fuck?
Because even if some of it's saw distro, you go or people go to people's houses and they bring beer or maybe they bring wine, but if it's going to friends that have beer, they may run to the store and be like, this looked fancy. I'm going to bring this. It's a bottle of Dark Lord. It's got wax on it. Okay, they might appreciate this. But if it's not at the store, you're like, I pulled this from my closet. You don't take wine to people. You don't usually take wine to people's house. Like, oh, I grabbed one from my closet and just wrapped it up. No, you go like get something nice for those people.
What you said. Yeah.
There's not a lot of options at the store if you're like, I want a nice bottle of beer for somebody. That bummer kind of like nice time is gone.
I think there's some truth in that. Like, yeah, if I'm going to a party, I might show up with a bottle of like a fancy wine. I don't have fancy wine. I show up with a bottle of like Weller 12 though. Sure. Right. And say, here you go. You know, yeah, I'd do that before I do a fancy bomber.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but just send it to distro or Three Floyds. I think it would just benefit a lot of people.
I think that's a good idea, actually. That's not something I thought about when I read this website, mm-hmm. But I think that's a great idea. I'd rather ride to the store and hang out. I'd rather ride to Capone's and hang out in that line, you know, and drink beers with those guys because that's a mile from, you know,
right.
Then to go to Munster.
Sit in your car, not drink anything because you're driving.
Yeah.
And you're like, all right, drive back.
Yeah. So. Okay. So
there you go. Free advice.
Rap. It's an emotional.
Why do I keep saying rap?
It's an emotional topic. I know we riffed on that for a little bit, but I think it's an emotional topic because at one point, you know, that brew pub, that was the first brew pub I fell in love with. You know, that was the first party I fell in love with. You know, and that's, you know, there's always, it's a very emotional conversation.
Well, you have there's no reason to go to Three Floyds anymore. The brew pub is closed.
The distillery is not open to the public.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're going to have this event there to go pick up the bottles. I can't even get anything else there. Why am I here? And then you're going to have this party. What, is the brew pub going to be back open next year? Is the distillery going to be open? Why am I hanging out in your parking lot and going there when I can't even go there next week to be like, oh, I had a great time. I want to go back.
Yeah. Even in, I think even if they talk to someone, I mean, sure, of course it should be us, you know, hang out, talk to us for an hour, talk to someone, right? Give us some idea, because people, breweries are more, way more transparent now than they were, you know, at the height of the Dark Lord Mania, if you will. Mm-hmm. You know, so just like, give us something, right? Give us something behind the scenes, you know, give us some kind of conversation, give us some kind of press release, give us some kind of interview, you know, give us something, right? You just like, well, this shit's closed, and this shit's closed, and Dark Lord's drive through, and fuck off.
Pay us $200.
It's interesting.
Take the bottles and get out of here.
It's interesting, right? From, you know, that's part of their bit, right?
Yeah.
It's interesting. But then, you know, we'll see.
Yeah. All right. On that note, let's get out of here. Nick, where do people find you? Get in touch when we're not here.
Hey, man. I'm on Twitter, at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter, at BRAD, Chicago Beer Pass, Instagram, Twitter. Hopefully the cicadas weren't too loud in this episode. We had the windows open to keep it a little cooler in here. But yeah,
it's much, much appreciated for the record.
Better. Yeah. we should be back next week with maybe some little buddies.
Oh, man.
All right. Take care.
Cheers.